This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harrop. An investigation continues today after at least five people died when a small plane crashed into Galveston Bay yesterday. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with the latest. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. The U.S. Coast Guard confirming eight people were on that plane that crashed just west of the Galveston Causeway. And Monday night, we learned that there were two survivors. The plane was on a medical support mission that helps pediatric burn patients when they had an issue in their approach to Galveston just before 3:30 Monday afternoon. Galveston resident Sky Decker was riding in his boat when he heard about the crash and came to help. He said he was able to get one woman out alive.
We arrived, and I when I saw the wreckage, I couldn't imagine that there'd be anybody alive in there. But the people that were out there said there was, so I jumped in, and we were able to get her out of there.
At the time of the crash, thick fog sat over the area, but that hasn't been determined as the cause for the crash. Matt, that investigation is ongoing.
All right, Tom, you mentioned the plane was carrying a pediatric burn patient. That patient was 2 years old and was one of the five people who passed away. Where was the child and the woman he was traveling with supposed to be heading?
Matt, they were headed for Shriners Hospital on Galveston, which is one of the first burn units dedicated for the treatment of children. It's part of a humanitarian effort provided by the Michu and Mao Foundation, a Mexican nonprofit that helps severely burned children in Mexico get access to life-saving treatment.
All right, Tom, we'll stay on top of the investigation here on News 88.7. Meanwhile, a new architecture analysis says that renovating Houston's infamous Astrodome could come at a cost of more than $750 million. Our Sarah Gruno says the newest project or projection presents another hurdle to revitalize the structure, once called the eighth wonder of the world.
Harris County officials said that the newest